and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where, you know, hey, I'm grateful for the time that we live in right now, because we can share a message around the world, and people can, if they want truth, it is as available today as ever before. There's massive resources out there where you can obtain, you can gather, you can search. Basically, you can search for whatever it is that you desire. In this day and age, the accessibility of information is huge. But there's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. And wisdom is something that comes from God. An understanding heart is something that comes from God. You can have all kinds of knowledge and know all kinds of stuff, but to actually be able to understand the application, to actually be able to know the right word in due season, that is a gift of God. And that will remain as rare as it ever has, because it's something that comes from true connection with Him. Not something that can be bought throughout history. Those that have tried to buy it, you can't. It's something that comes from Him. But no, it's cool, because, you know, we live in a day and an age where we can share, where we can communicate, where we can, if God has something for somebody on the other side of the world, doesn't matter. That word can go forth, and that which is being used and established predominantly for the world's agenda is still God is accomplishing His purposes in and through. Because, you know, one of the reasons why I say the world's agenda is because, you know, the internet and these different mediums that are out there and the different things that are happening, I hope you have eyes to see what's happening and what's taking place. You know, if you don't, I'll give you a clue. You know, there was actually a very good interview that was done by our buddy Zeph Daniel with Bishop Kanko. You know, if you go on the Faith Mix, www.faithmix.com, and if you check in the section that says spiritual warfare, there's a couple interviews with Bishop Kanko, who was at one point he was a witch doctor in Ghana, and he had a powerful salvation experience, a powerful revelation of who Christ Jesus is, and we discussed that last time. That is the rock on which the Church of the Living God is built. So he had that powerful revelation of who Christ Jesus is. And God took him from the power of Satan unto God, from darkness unto light. Even as Paul talked about it in Acts 26, about what ended up happening with him. God took Bishop Kanko from the power of Satan unto God. And but he talked about in his interview, and he's also got a book out there, you know, he talks about, you know, what it was to be a witch doctor and the things that he saw and experienced. But, you know, in that interview too, he alludes to certain things. And, you know, before he came to Christ, you've got to understand that your physical body that is not the real person. Your being right now, what you're in, is made up of different components. Your physical body is just your earth suit that allows you to exist in this dimension. But you also have your spirit. You also have your soul. And, you know, the spirit and the soul go on after this life. The spirit and the soul are eternal. Where they go on is another question. But the fact that they do go on is very real. So, but he discussed in his interview, you know, a very common practice among witchcraft people is to go into the astral realm, where basically they leave their bodies, their physical bodies, the spirit and the soul leaves typically there's a demonic power will come into the body to keep the body alive and to keep it moving, so that the body doesn't die, so they can come back into the body later. But in that dimension, they go, basically they go in from that dimension on to carry out whatever their assignments are. And he talked about in that dimension going the kind of things that he saw. Now keep in mind that he came to Christ in the 80s. I think his last experience as part of as part of a witch doctor, fourth generation witch doctor, was in like the early 1980s. So before really even the internet took hold at all. I mean, the internet started technically, it was a military application, October 1969 was when the internet, the first computer-to-computer signal as part of a network, and that has grown from that to what you have today. Now, he talked about in his interview what he saw in that dimension, in the second heaven dimension, in the dimension of which satanic powers operate, the kingdom of the enemy, as it were, as it functions in that dimension. And he talked about psychic computers. He talked about things that existed that, would read your, basically whatever you wanted, you could get it right then and there. And he alluded to a few things that if you have eyes to see, you can see how these are becoming realities in the days that we are moving into. Because, see, one thing is, now, alright, the Lord's Prayer is, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. That's what we were taught to pray as disciples of the living God. And just as we were taught to pray along those lines, also, one thing you have to realize that now Lucifer's goal is to be like God. He wants to exalt his kingdom. If you want to know what Lucifer's agenda is, read Isaiah 14 or Ezekiel 28, and you can see what his intention and agenda was. He wanted to set up, establish himself. He wanted to make himself like God. And ultimately, he wants to establish his kingdom in the earth. And so what happened is, and what the goal of this generation that we're living in right now for the powers of the enemy is to establish that satanic kingdom. So that which is in the dimension of spirit, to bring that into this dimension. And think about the amazing wonderment of what Jesus spoke about, in Matthew 24. Or think about the book of Revelation and all the things that are discussed there, and how we're now moving into, 2,000 years afterwards, the generation and the time of what has been spoken. And you look at that. You look at that. You look at what's taking place. You look at what's coming to pass. And you can understand also then what the enemy's agenda is, and is what he's doing to try to war against mankind. Now, people, for the sake of convenience and the enamorment of technology, knowledge being increased, my gosh, Daniel chapter 12, we live in a day and an age where knowledge is increasing like crazy, even as it's been spoken about. Now, all of this to say that, we are moving into a very incredible time. And you have to have eyes to see to understand what's taking place. Because God will give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding if you be His. If any man lacks wisdom, Book of James. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So if you ask God, He'll explain it to you. He'll show it to you. He'll reveal it to you. But what you can begin to see, what you can begin to understand, is the Luciferic agenda with what's taking place, with what's being established. You know, global monitoring system. The globally being able to track each and every soul that exists. And to be outside of that system is to be a terrorist, is to be somebody that's not participating, is to be a threat to that system. So, you know, you've got to look at what's happening and what's taking place, and then look at the larger agenda that's there. And, you know, here's the thing. The people that are doing it, the people that are the human agents, a lot of them, they maybe they understand a little bit or a piece of it. They really don't know what they're doing. They're just being carried along because they're part of the world system. So they're just doing their part. They're fulfilling their agenda. They're fulfilling their quota. You know, if they don't keep up, they go out of business. If they don't keep up, if they don't keep pushing this thing, they collapse and their businesses go under. And somebody else comes in and takes it over. So, you know, they're all on that Ferris wheel. Not even the Ferris wheel, the hamster wheel. They're just running and running and spinning and spinning and spinning as fast as they can go. But, you know, all of this will continue to go forward, continue to build at an exponential rate. Now, how now do you, as a follower of Christ, how now do you live? How now do you exist in a world that is increasingly working to block out the light, to twist it, to pervert that which is true, to limit people from being able to access that which is true, to give them falsities and say that it's real? How now do you live in that situation? What now do you do? Well, here's a few things. One is your own individual walk. That's front and center in this whole thing. You know, you can't look to a man to get to God. You need to be walking with Him for yourself. It needs to be central, core. The depth of your being should be crying out to walk with Him and to know Him. It has to. Because without that drawing within your soul, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's what the scripture says. So, you know, if you're not hungry for it, if you're not thirsty for it, you're not going to be filled with it. So how now do you live? Well, you know, in this process right now too, it's a place of also complete and total dependence on God. It's also a need to be flexible, to be pliable, to be able to shift and to change. You know, there's a lot of you guys out there that, you know, God is going to need to shift you. He's going to need to move you from where you are into a different spot. And you're going to have the courage to flow with Him. You're going to have the courage to trust Him, knowing that He that began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. You're going to have to be willing to let go of that which you think you need, that which you think is important, in order to take hold of that which God says is important. And what God says is important is something different. His will being done is important, not yours. Look, this life is short. It's very short. And, you know, I mean, it's foolishness to the, knowing the fact that this life is short, to try to establish everything you can in a place that's you're passing through. Yes, we do diligence to that which is in front of us. But we also realize that this world is not our home. And therefore, you can keep a light grip on the life that you live here, on the things that you do. It's, you know, like, your personal ego really doesn't matter that much. You know, your the way that people would refer to you or everybody's perception about you, it's not that important, really. Because, you know, even with Jesus, you know, there was a time when his mother and brothers showed up to take him home, to take charge of him, because they thought he lost his mind. Because of the preaching and the teaching and the word and what he was doing and the way that he was doing it. Look, you know, how now do you live? You got to live in complete and total dependence on him. You can't live any other way. You know, how now do you live? Well, you start doing some things that can make sure that your life is ready for the challenges at hand. This includes, you know, working with the Spirit of God, and he's been quickening some of you to do a few things, like in regards to your health. Look, when it comes to health, you reap what you sow. Yes, God does do miracles and God heals, but also, you know, you've been called to be a good steward over your body. You've been called to be a good steward over the resources that you have in your care, and you have knowledge available to you in this day and age to make changes. And you know, actually, a healthy diet is actually cheaper. If you go find good sources, you can actually find, because a lot of things that people use for diet and nutrition, they're very expensive. But you know, when they eat bad food is, you feel terrible, and it costs a lot. Not all of it. Some junk food is cheap, but still, you pay for it in different ways. So how now do you live? Well, you live free. You live right now in the moment that you're living in. See, that's another thing too. Don't worry about tomorrow. For sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. You know, a lot of you guys worry about 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now. You know, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Just right now, in this moment, make sure that you're connected. Right now, in this moment, make sure that you're looking to him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And that as you look to him, that you receive. You receive the gift that he has for you. Receive the life that flows from him. You'll seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. God will speak to you. God will quicken you. God will help you. You know, there's a challenge in the day and age we live in right now, because, you know, a lot of people have been made very callous because of the things that they've been exposed to, because of the flippant nature of what life has become. You know, wars, rumors of wars, death, destruction, our video games and TV channels that can be changed. People don't realize that there's lives and souls affected by the decisions of others until it's their own. Until it's their own life, then they start taking notice. But, you know, we live in a different time. And, you know, in the time that we now live in, you have to self-manage yourself. Part of how now do we live is managing yourself, managing your time, managing your resource, managing the life that you live, disciplining yourself so that you focus the time that you need to on that which is important. And you know what? how now do we live to? We also enjoy it, because this is also one of the most amazing times in history to be alive. And rather than being fearful, like the world would with all the things that they see coming upon the earth, we lift up our eyes and look to the source of our life, the source of truth. We lift up our eyes and look to Him and allow His life to flow into us, and for us to be able to speak His truth. Look, truth will set you free. You know, I realize that the enemy is working hard to establish his kingdom in the earth. Because even as God has taught the disciples to pray, taught us to pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. As he's taught the children of Christ Jesus, the followers of Christ Jesus, as he's taught us to pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. The enemy is seeking as well to establish his kingdom in the earth. And here's the thing too. If you understand the nature of the beast, the nature of the world system, if you understand the nature of it, then you can understand it in all of its different manifestations. Whenever you see it manifest in different ways, you know where it's coming from, because you see it. You know the nature of the monster. You know the core of the monster. If you know the core of the monster, then the different heads, whether they be political, whether they be entertainment, whether they be economic, whether they be educational, you know, I mean, you just go down the list. Whatever they may be, once you understand the core of the body, of that beast system, the different heads, the different manifestations, they don't matter. Because you know they all share the same nature. You know, the world system shares the same nature. That's why, even in a lot of man-made churches, quote-unquote, not the real church of the living God, but the man-made systems that are there, and a lot of them, they function the same way the world does. Whereas God works differently. You know, God works His way, according to His plan, His purpose. You know, I mean, for us, when we follow Christ, our lives are not left to a vote, in which the world manipulates and twists and turns. No, our lives are under the authority of a king. We're part of a monarchy. And the King of Kings speaks to you and instructs you in the way that you should go and how you should go and what you should do and how you should do it. God will teach you. God will show you. God will reveal the truth unto you, and He will set you free. And how now do we live? Well, ultimately, we live free. You were made to live free. So do it. Live free in Christ Jesus. And don't worry. You know, that's another thing too, is part of how we live right now is don't worry. You know, don't worry about the things that you see. Be aware, sure. Be aware. You know, take the time. Not too much time, though. Don't get sucked into it, but take the time just to get yourself aware so that you know where things are at and what's going on. But then disengage that analytical, worried, humanistic mindset and step back into the Spirit. Be here now. Be present. Walk with Him. Smile. Trust Him. Know that He's in control. And then ask Him, Lord, what would you have me to do? Would you please lead and direct my life? And if you show me, I'll go. Lord, if you, wherever it is that you say to go, I'll go. Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'll do. Lord, I just want to walk with you. I just want to follow you. Just want to please you. And He loves that prayer. He loves the prayer of somebody that has a heart for Him. And if you have a heart for Him, He'll meet you where you're at. And He'll bless you. He'll bless you with your heart's desire, which is to know Him, the one true living God. He will bless you with that. And you want that, because every word that He speaks is life. And it's a fulfilled life. It's an amazing life. It is an abundant life. And you have that in Him, in Jesus' name. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or you can reach us on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find us. So, hey, God bless you guys. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon. Bye.